Blog Talk Radio.
These days, 2 weeks away.
Yes, sir.
2 weeks away.
Sirach chapter 33, verse 7. Why do one day excel another? When as all the light of the earth,
all the light of every day
in the year is of the sun.
Verse 8.
By the knowledge of Yahweh, there were distinguished, and he altered seasons and feasts.
Verse 9.
Some of them have he made high days. And hallowed them, and some of them has he made ordinary days.
Verse 24. Speak unto the children of Israel, saying, in the seventh month, in the first day of the month, and shall ye have a Sabbath, a memorial, a blowing of the trumpet, and righteous gathering.
You know, all other chapters probably already had theirs already.
Mm-hmm. Verse 25.
Look what they done did here. Since they already had that. Even that's the fourth of the book of Jubilee. Jubilee chapter 6.
And they will go wrong
years. Mm-hmm. 35. For I know, and from henceforth shall I declare it unto you, and it is not of my own device, for the book declares it unto you. And it is, for the book lies written before me, and on the heavenly table, the division of days is ordained. Lest they forget the feast of the covenant, and walk according to the feast of the Gentiles, the 17 nations, and after their error, and after their ignorance.
And
36. For there will be those who will assuredly make observations of the moon.
He's going by the moon. They got their own moon thing. You tell that what the other chapter's going to do. They're going to make some observations of the moon. They're going to go out with the moon. You see the moon.
Yeah.
That's when we see that right before our eyes. God be careful to do that. Moon observation. There you go, right there.
Now, it's the service of season. And coming in from year to year, 10 days to so.
10 days to so.
Yeah,
everybody. On Exodus 34:22. Exodus 34:22.
Read. Exodus 34:22. Exodus 34:22. And thus shall observe the feast of wheat, of the first fruit of wheat harvest, and the feast of ingathering at the year end.
At the year's end.
Go ahead,
27 on that. Now, you're all right.
27?
Yes, sir. Only 27 on that.
All right, verse 27. And the Yahweh said unto Moses, write by these words. For after the tent of these words, I have made a covenant with thee and with Israel.
Hallelujah.
Thee and Israel. With Moses and Israel.
Hallelujah. Book of Jubilee. Book of Jubilee. Yes, quick. Book of Jubilee.
Okay. call Jacob, but Israel shall thy name shall the shall no, I mean Jubilee. That's not there.
Sorry, sorry, pick it up and I think I see some of the verse
27. Wait a minute. Return to her and she would
have received a son. Verse 16. And we return in the seventh month. And found Sarah with child before us, and we bless him, and we announce to him all the things which had been decreed concerning him, that he should not die till he should beget six sons more, and should see them before he die, but that in Isaac should his name and seed be called verse 17, and that all the seed of his son should be Gentiles and be reckoned with the Gentiles, but for the son of Isaac, one should become a righteous seed. And should not be reckoned among the Gentiles.
Okay, it should not be reckoned among the Gentiles. What's the Gentile? Well, let's go to Genesis. You break down with the Gentile. What's that mean it is?
Hallelujah.
With the Gentile. Let's go to Genesis 10 chapter. Go to Genesis 10 chapter. Alright, give me Genesis chapter 10. Genesis chapter 10. I'll pick up that verse 1 all the way up to verse 9. Matter of fact, let's get to the mountain. Genesis chapter 10, verse 5.
Genesis chapter 10, verse 5. By this was the it out of the Gentile divided in their land, everyone after his tongue, after their families in their nations.
Family and their nation. I'm that Gentile. Nation. Family and their nation. Okay. On the family of nations, in the same chapter. Just put the same chapter. Just like for example. Okay. Give me verse 40. Verse 40. 31
and 32. Verse 20. Verse 31 and 32.
Genesis?
Chapter 10, verse 20. Okay. Genesis chapter 10, verse 20, verse 31 and 32. Verse 20. These are the sons of Ham after their families, after their tongues, in their countries and in their nation. Verse 31. These are the sons of Shem after his family, after their tongue, in their land, after their nation. Verse 32. These are the families of the sons of Noah after
God, he said, these these are the families of the sons of Noah, right?
Mm-hmm. After their generation in their nation, and by these was the nations divided in the earth after the flood.
Okay. What does that say? These are the families of the sons of Noah. Give me that sentence in chapter 9. This chapter 9, verse 18 and 19. In chapter 9, verse 18 and 19.
Genesis chapter 9, verse 18, verse 19. Verse 18. And the sons of Noah that were, that man, and the sons of Noah that went forth of the ark, when Shem and Ham and Japheth, and Ham is the father of Canaan. Verse 19. These are the three sons of Noah, and of them was the whole earth overspread. Genesis chapter 10.
Genesis chapter 10. Genesis chapter 10. Pick up that verse 1. Genesis. just reads the foundation.
The fifth chapter?
Yes. This is the chapter
10. Five, you saying, say it again, Brother Tony.
Yes, this is chapter 10.
Yes, this is chapter 10.
The book of Genesis, chapter 10, verse 1. Now these are the generations of the sons of Noah, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. And unto them were the sons born after the flood.
After the flood. Verse 2.
The sons of Japheth, Gomer, Magog, and Madai, Dathan, and Tubal, and Meshech, and Tyre.
Verse 3.
And the sons of Gomer, wait a minute. Ashkenaz, and Raphael.
Ripa.
And Tigar. Togum.
Verse 4.
The sons of Dathan. Elisha. And Tyrish.
Tarshish.
Kitchen. And by these were the land, the islands of the Gentiles divided in their land, everyone after their tongue, after their families in their nation. Verse 6. And the sons of Ham, Cush, Gemari,
Mizraim,
Put and Canaan. And the sons of Cush, Sebad, Hebar, Havilah, and Zaptah, and Rimar, and Zaptah, and the sons of Rimar, Sebad, and DJ. And Cush begat Nimrod. He began to be a mighty one in the earth. Verse 9. He was a mighty hunter before the Yahweh. Wherefore it is said, even as Nimrod, the mighty hunter, before the Yahweh. And the beginning of his kingdom was Babylon. Babel. And Iraq. Iraq. And Akkad and Kanaz in the land of Shinar. Verse 11. Out of their land went forth Asherah and built Nineveh and their city Rehoboth and Catalog. Verse 12. And Rezon between Nineveh and Catalog, the same is a great city. Verse 13. And Mizraim begat Ludim and
Genesis
chapter 25, verse 1.
Verse 21.
Genesis chapter 25, verse 21. Verse 21. And Isaac entreated the Yahweh for his wife because she was barren, and the Yahweh was intrigued of him, and Rebecca, his wife, conceived.
Verse 22.
And the children struggled together within her, and she said, "If it be so, why am I thus?" And she went to inquire of the Yahweh. Verse 23. And the Yahweh said unto her, "Two nations are in thy womb, and two manner of people shall be separated from separated from thy bowels. Separated from thy bowels. And the one people shall be stronger than the other people.
And
the elder shall serve the young.
Verse 24.
And when her day to be delivered was fulfilled, behold, there were twins in her womb. Verse 25. And the first came out red all over, like a hairy garment, and they called his name Esau.
Okay, who's the elder here?
Esau.
What?
Oh, who's the other here? What it reads, who is the other?
Esau. Verse 23 says that the elder will serve the younger.
Mm-hmm.
So the question is, who
is the elder? Esau, come on. First, will be the elder. Jacob. Okay. Who is the oldest? Who? Okay. Esau. 22. And the children were together within her.
Verse 21,
okay, you
going back there now.
Genesis
Genesis chapter 6, verse 7 to 10. Verse 7. And Yahweh said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, and the creeping thing, and the fowls of the air, for it repent me that I have made thee. Verse 8. But Noah found grace in the eyes of Yahweh. Verse 9. These are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man. And perfect in his generation. And Noah walked with Yahweh.
Genesis chapter 7, verse 13.
Genesis chapter 7, verse 13. In the self same day entered Noah and Shem and Ham and Japheth, the sons of Noah, and Noah's wife and their three wives of his sons, which with them unto the ark.
Thank you.
And he called his son and they drew nigh to him, they and their children. And he divided the earth into the lot, which his three sons were to take in possession.
So three sons got to take in possession of their lot. Go ahead.
And they reached. And they reached.
What's the three sons? What's the three sons' name?
Shem, Ham, and Japheth. They reached forth their hands.
Did they reach forth their hands? Go ahead.
And took the writing out of the bosom of Noah.
So they took
their
the
father.
Out of the bosom of Noah. Go ahead.
Their father.
Their father.
Okay. So you want to go to verse 12?
Yeah, keep going. Keep going.
Verse 12. And there came forth on the writing as Shem lot, and the miller of the earth.
The
miller of the earth.
Ezekiel chapter 5, verse 5. Ezekiel chapter 5, verse 5. Thus said the Yahweh, this is Yahweh Judah. I have set it in the middle of the nation and countries that are round and about. Yeah, that's it, verse 5. You want to keep reading?
No, that's it. That's it. Five, five. So it's the nation of the nation, the capital, the capital of the world. The capital of the world.
What it is to us, what it is to Israel. Everybody wondering about it, talking about, we have people in the motherland now. Here, God, we use this enough. Here, this is the motherland. This is the motherland. This is where we come from. We come from Ham. We come from Israel. We come from God, and we have to go verse 26. Verse 26 says, but God is not Judah. Judah, which is your father and priest, which is the mother of our God. So Judah is the mother of our God. The land, Israel, Judah, that's the motherland of us all. I'm back over to the
brother. All right. Okay, back to
okay. Jubilee chapter 8, verse 12. Verse 12 reads, and there came forth on the writing as Shem's lot, the miller of the earth. Which he should take as an inheritance for himself and for his son, for the generation of the entire
eternal,
from the miller of the mountain range of Rapha. From the mouth of the water, from the river Tishana. And his portion goes towards the west. Through the midst of the river. As it extends till it reaches the water of Abyss. a basis, a myth, a business, out of which this river goeth forth, and poureth its water into the sea, Meath. And this river follows into the and this river flows into the great sea.
Listen, go ahead.
And all that is toward the north is Japheth.
And then all toward the north is what?
Japheth.
Japheth. All toward the north is Japheth.
And all that is toward the south belongs to Shem. Verse 13. And it extended till it reaches Carasa. This is in the bosom of the tongue which looketh towards the south. And his portion extends. Verse 14, and his portions extend along the great sea, and it extends in a straight line till it reaches the west of the tongue, which looketh toward the south. For this sea is named the tongue of the Egyptian sea. Verse 15. And it turns from here towards the south.
Towards
the mouth of the great sea on the shore of its water. And it extends to the west, to the Africa. And it extends to its reaches
to the west, right?
And it extends till it reaches the waters of the river
Gihon,
and to the south of the waters of Gihon, to the banks of the river. Verse 16. And it extends towards the east. Till it reaches the Garden of Eden. To the south thereof. To the south and from the east of the whole land of Eden and of the whole
to
his generation. forevermore.
Forevermore.
Verse 18. And Noah rejoiced that this portion came forth for him and for his son. And he remembered all that he had spoken with his mouth and prophecy. For he had said, Blessed be the Yahweh of Shem. And may the Yahweh dwell in the dwelling of Shem. Okay. Verse 19. And he knew that the Garden of Eden is the righteous of holiness, and the dwelling of the Yahweh, and the Mount Sinai. The Mount Sinai, the center of the desert, the mountain Zion, Yahweh, the center of the lava of the earth. Neighbor, is that neighbor?
Neighbor
of the earth. These three were created as righteous places, facing each other. Verse 19.
Chapter 8.
portion, and a blessing had come to Shem and his son unto the generation forever. The whole land of Edom
and, that's paradise.
And the whole land of the Red Sea. And the whole land of the east and India and on the Red Sea and the mount thereof and all the land of Bethshean and all the land of Lebanon and the island of Qatar. Qatar and all the mountains of Samaria. And Anamah and the mountain of Asher in the north and all the land of Elam, Asher and Baal and I can't say that. And Medad and all the mountains of
that he has, for he is the beginning of his reign. 21.
along. How you doing?
Okay.
Yeah, Now, how does the elect, you know, it's this year according to what you read, right? They made it Alright, I pick up at
verse 22.
Jubilee chapter 8, verse 22. And for Ham came forth the second post beyond the Gideon. Towards the, Gihon, towards the south, to the right of the garden, and it extended towards the south, and extended to all the mount of fire, and extended towards the west, to the sea of Etel, and it extended towards the west till it reaches the sea of sea into which everything which is not destroyed descends.
Okay, verse
23. And it goeth forth towards the north to the length of Gibeah, and it goeth forth to the coast of the waters of the sea, to the water of the great sea, till it draweth near to the river Gihon, and goeth along the river Gihon till it reaches the right of the Garden of Eden.
Garden of Eden, paradise.
Verse 24. And this is the land which come forth for Ham, and the portion which he was to occupy forever for himself and his son until that generation forever.
So Ham had his own land
forever.
Genesis chapter 10, verse 6. And the sons of Ham, Cush, and Mizraim, and Put, and Canaan.
And Canaan. For that was named of Ham's four sons. Now
we
is
read,
they're supposed to be in how long?
No,
Ham. They're supposed to be in the land of Ham's four sons. How long, Mother Lee?
Forever. But so, I thought that
was... That's the case. When we go and read...
Can I ask the question I want to ask Brother Tyson. So Ham's land is in the east or the west?
Ham's
land.
Yeah, we're reading.
Yeah, because you know I said it was in the. She said this is what she reading. I don't know.
That is what I was reading. I am quoting.
Okay, Ham's land. That's what you want to know.
Now the question was, verse 20.
Read that verse again, 8:22.
I don't know, but
They all got to be on one page, one card, or three.
See, I don't know these lands, what these lands is like. Africa, what is that east, west, north?
That's the south.
Okay.
Right, that's what we're talking about. That's the land we're talking about.
Okay.
Right. Okay, now I'm following you. Right. Yeah, that's the land we're talking about. That's Ham land.
Okay.
After Ham's land. Okay. That's the Ham land.
What land was the Ham land?
And it extended to all the mountains of fire.
Right.
and extended towards the west to the sea, exhale. And it extended towards the west till it reached the sea, Melu. My up into which everything which is not destroyed. Okay, go ahead.
Verse
23. But I was reading 22.
Okay.
So 23 comes next.
Okay, go
ahead. So you say you're going to read that?
I don't know. I mean, you got to help pronounce that something right behind you.
Okay. Verse, unto which everything which is not destroyed be sin. Verse 23. And it goes forth towards the north to the limits of
gather.
And it goes forth to the coast of the waters of the sea, to the water of the great sea, till it draws near to the river Gihon, and goes along the river Gihon till it reaches the right of the Garden of Eden.
Now, that's the word called great sea, that's Mediterranean.
Verse 24.
Deuteronomy 34. There you go, Jeff.
That's the utmost.
Line 2. All right. All right, Deuteronomy
Read that right now.
Now let's go to the Bible, that mother. Be up here.
Israel. Let's find out what happened in peace now. Let's find where Yahweh got written in the heavenly tablets to change that. By going to Deuteronomy chapter 19 and pick up verse 14. Going to Deuteronomy chapter 19, verse 14, and find out what he got written. And we got to thank the pictures, and we got to be prepared to sit down with our loved ones and go over the pictures. Let's dig in for something else. That's the foundation. Jesus taught what kind of life to do. We got to have our foundation, and then we got to be a little bit violent, everybody what they're supposed to be.
Amen.
Going to Deuteronomy chapter 19, verse 14 and 15, Brother D. up here, Brother, what is that?
Deuteronomy chapter 19, verse
14
and
15. What is that?
Verse
14. Israel, 9th chapter, verse 14 and 15.
not only as you were, you are clean. I don't care how long you've been in the place, how much shower you got. You are clean and you wicked if you're in another man's land besides Shem, Ham, and Japheth and their descendants. So if you're in anybody's land, you're wicked and you're unclean. Is that where we are?
Where we
are.
Yeah,
yeah, for the earth. With man, transgressing through uncleanness, and sin. So now, so once we found out, the land that was given to him, the sons of Shem, Ham, and Japheth, their portion, which in our lives and all we uncover that. If you is not in the land that's deeded to you, you are what? According to the oath. Wicked.
Unclean.
Unclean.
And cursed.
Y'all got it? Now y'all got it, right? So don't let nobody tell your great granddaughters and whatever, I got a job for you. Might be in another place that might not be in the lot. Might be somewhere else trying to advance yourself.
But if you
find out who you are,
make sure you stay in where
no leaves that come. Because you never know when you got while coming. You might catch it in somebody else's land. And all you want to say,
That's why it's very important for us to know these things.
When our young grandbabies come up and say, you know, I
got a job
in Germany somewhere. Now, back to Mother D of Israel. So with that understanding, we're going back to Genesis chapter Deuteronomy what? Now this is what he said now. So now we clear. Now the picture has been painted. So when we read verse 14 again, we know what he's talking about. I'm gonna ask you a question. What is he talking about? 19:14, bring it.
Deuteronomy chapter 19. Thou shalt not remove your neighbor's landmark, which they of all times have set in as heritage.
Now, who is they of old times have set in they what? In their heritage. Now, who is the day? So what now? And who is this?
Noah's
three sons. And what verse can I read that out? Where can I read that Noah 3 Psalms in? What verse can I read it? Don't try to memorize nothing. Remember to the notes. Where do I see that it? Get your paycheck right. Get that paycheck right. Let me tell you why you got to get your paycheck right. Now I'm going to put a precept out there. Let me show you why. Now, listen around and show you why you get your paycheck right. We're going to subtitles. We're going all the way to Revelation. Let me show you. Work with him. That's why I say when you miss a class, you miss a lot. We can get you there. You got to come out. Now, let's go to Revelation. Let me see why. Revelation chapter. Revelation chapter 14.
Yeah.
And we're going to pick it up right about where? Well, I'm looking at that one of my angels standing on the, well, first I want, my angels standing on the, sea and earth.
Yeah.
What verse is that? A mighty angel stand on the sea and earth. That's what I want. Where would I find that at?
Verse 5.
Okay, fine. Pick it up off. End time
prophecy. Revelation chapter 10. Everybody,
you know, 5 through 7. Listen good, Brother Johnson. Listen good. This is the reason why you got to take great notes and make sure you use your paperwork. And, you know, find out what's going on in the household that baby, because we know what's coming through here, because I'm gonna get me more right and get you right too. 5 through 7.
All right, end time prophecy, the book of Revelation, chapter 10, verse 5 through 7. Revelation chapter 10, verse 5 reads. And a minister spirit, which I saw stand upon the sea and upon the earth, lifted up his hand to heaven. Verse 6. It's where I am that liveth forever and ever.
No, that ain't what I want. No, I want when he put his foot on the earth and the sea. What verse I want?
14:10.
When John seen the great big angel stand on the earth and the sea.
Verse 2.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. All right. Thank you. Okay, verse 2. Let's see what that says.
Yeah, well,
we're going 10. Verse 2. Okay. I think the time is moving the other way.
It's time prophecy. The book of Revelation. Chapter 10. Verse 2 reads. Revelation chapter 10, verse 1. But I saw another mighty ministering spirit come down from heaven, clothed with a cloud and with a rainbow upon his head.
Verse 9.
Revelation chapter 10, verse 9.
9 through 11. That's what I'm going to do.
verse 9 to 11.
That's good.
And I went unto the ministering spirit and said unto him,
yeah.
Give me the little book.
Give me that little book.
And he said unto me,
now watch this, Brother John.
Take it.
Don't take this book. Now take it.
Eat it up.
Now eat it up. I mean, eat it up. Come to class and eat it up.
And this shall make your belly bitter.
It will make your belly bitter because you'll see all the lies that are going on, all the stuff you got to set up and make a correction on. Like, you can use any kind of name or make it bitter. You see, now you got to correct that, huh?
But it should be in your mouth.
When you, it'll be sweet, so you'll be in the buff from top with any brand stuff. You use the right way.
Young boy. I saw verse 10. And I took the little book.
Book.
I was a minister of the Spirit's hand.
Yeah.
And ate it up.
And I ate it up. I mean, I was eating up. So you come to class, go eat up. Don't worry about who's to your left, who's to your right. Just eat up some books.
Yeah. Just did it, y'all.
Yeah.
And it was in my mouth sweet as honey.
Yeah.
And as soon as I had eaten it, my belly was bitter.
Now, why you know how belly
was bitter?
Because you got to go through some things now that's going to be uncomfortable to other people. You want to do what?
Verse 11, it says to me,
right.
You must prophesy again before many people.
Oh! Yeah, that's why you have to get your notes right now. Because now you got to prophesy before many people, God, and yourself in your household. Now you got to lay this word laid out for them, because you got them so you are them, you got to be on your
list. Right.
And nation, and you might have to go see nations, and you have to get made down the street.
Yeah. And Tom?
And Tom?
Yeah.